This is a guided meditation to help you make contact and get to know the aspect of you where your inner child resides. And the inner child in this case does not just mean one part of you, but oftentimes there's a child, a different child attached and connected to the different times of your life, or even sometimes the different experiences of your life. So as we start on this, you're going to want to find some place that you're very comfortable, that you don't have a sense that people are going to be interrupting or that you're going to find yourself needing to stop in the middle and handle something. So comfort in the form of sound and temperature around your body and what you place your body on, that you're relaxed and able to really let the tension leave your body. A couple of other things about your inner child is that, you know, while we're doing inner child work, sometimes other supportive and helpful aspects of the self or beings or guides show up. And so the quality of your experience is always dependent on how open you can be to allowing anything that shows up to be important and to be welcomed and to be valid. So that can mean that you're in a park somewhere and the next thing you know, you hear a bird and you look over and that bird is a peacock. And so that peacock now becomes important. So you want to dismiss nothing. And as you begin to go into this kind of altered state that we go into when we do creative visualization work, it's the idea is that you're opening up a doorway to the unconscious self to help you understand and connect with the parts of yourself that experienced life at a time where you may have been less conscious, you may have been less aware, and you're looking for more of an understanding of what was happening for yourself at that time. Okay, so in this moment, I'd like you to find that place that we talked about, that comfortable place. Hopefully you're already there. And you'll want to allow your eyes to close and feel your fingertips begin to soften and relax, and then notice that you have breath coming in and coming out, and that breath, as it goes into your chest and inflates it, what goes out with it are all the other thoughts that you might have right now. And this is a good time to think about, oh, what am I going to do later, and what is it that is taking my thought process in the moment, and actually just allow it to leave with the breath. So with each breath, you're taking yourself inside the self. You can feel it go through your nose and down your throat and into your lungs and inflate your whole body, allowing life to come and keeping your heart beating. And then you let that breath go out. So you might go in 2, 3, 4 and out 2, 3, 4. And with each incoming breath, allow it to spread further and further throughout your body, up behind your eyes, down through and behind your shoulder blades, around your abdomen. Feel it go through your hip joints and over your thighs, down your arms to your inner elbows, through your wrists. Allow that breath to fill you up, because the breath is also helping us find this place where we're going to get to go deeper and deeper into the self, the place where we'll be offered information that we might not normally see. Feel that breath wrap itself around your organs, your liver and your kidneys, and your stomach, and your intestines, and then float all the way down to the backs of your thighs, the backs of your knees, over and around your calves, and all the way down into your heels and the arch of your feet. And then the balls of your feet attaching to your toes. We are in a safe and comfortable place. We're in a receptive place right now where we're willing to allow any and all helpful information to find its way into our psyche. And so as you step into this spot, I'd like you to think about a favorite place that you had when you were growing up. Perhaps it was a bedroom, or it was a place outside in nature, or maybe it was even a place imaginary in your mind. And as you picture that place, it was a spot where you went, that you were at peace with yourself, a place that was empowered by you to be just yours. And I'd like you to go there right now. And as you go there, I want you to picture it in all of its glorious detail. Imagine the corners and the edges and this light that made its way there. See if you can scent the smells that were present. Notice the memories that you had of being there. And find a spot to sit in that location that you found, this special location that was always yours. And once you find a special place to sit, I want you to look over to the right and notice that there are flowers sitting to your right. And those flowers, you're going to gently pick those flowers up and you're going to place them in front of you. And you're going to lay them down or place them in such a way that they don't block your view. And then over to the left, there's a small matchbox and a candle and a plate to place the candle in. And so you're going to notice the color of the candle. You're going to pick that candle up and light the match, and you're going to melt the wax so that the candle sits upright on the plate. And you're going to place that next to the flowers. And as that flame begins to burn, you're going to be to invite the parts of you, the children inside of you, that have something for you to see today. So you'll say something like, I'm open. I invite you to come now. I want to know you. Any and all of you who would like to come and share this time with me, please make your way. Please help me to know you. I am here and I am waiting. And as you wait, allow whatever picture, whatever vignette, whatever scene from your childhood to float in and through the space that you now occupy. And as you invite your inner children to visit you, again, you may have one, you may have many. Invite them to come in. They may not sit down. They may stand along the outside perimeter. Allow them to be here in whatever way they choose. And as they gather, remember you're there to create a safe space to get to know them, but only as much as they're willing. So you can ask them a question. You can just be with them and hold their hand. You can allow them to tell you a story that's important for you to know. Perhaps they'll provide a vision for you of some moment in your life that they want you to know about. So I'm going to be quiet for the next 3 or 4 minutes and allow you to be with the child or those who have decided to let you know them today. whatever comes up. No need to be afraid. If your mind wanders for some reason, it's okay, bring it back to the space. Find yourself intrigued by what you see and what you don't see. Allow yourself to truly explore and connect and understand and relate and really ponder what this child is here to help you see. And now I'm going to give you a couple questions that you can ask your inner child or the ones that are there. How have I not taken care of you because I didn't hear you or I didn't know you were there? What would you have needed from me that I have forgotten to provide or didn't know how to? And what would you like me to know about any part of the life we're living right now? What would you like me to know about the questions I often ask trying to move my life forward? What is important that I understand today from your viewpoint, from the place that you exist inside of me? Remember to notice everything. Anything that shows up is what's supposed to show up. And then ask, is there some other part, some other aspect, some other child, some other being inside that you feel something around? Is there some conversation you'd like to be in with another aspect of me? Maybe there's someone else standing in the room that you'd like to connect with that maybe you haven't. Or maybe you have feelings that you need to speak or share about how some other aspect interacts with you. It's possible you have a child of one age connected to a child of another. This is you here. These are all aspects of you looking to be seen and understood and cared about and loved. They just want a voice. They may have feelings, some strong, some may be shy. This is your moment to reassure them that you want them in your life. You want them to be a part of your everyday. So take a moment and look around the room and allow yourself, whatever the impulse is, to just move towards any of those beings that are here with you right now and do what comes natural. Whatever it is you might want to do. Maybe you want to reach out and wrap them in your arms, or maybe you just want to acknowledge them. But this is that moment when you really look and see and connect. And ask them if there's any other thing, any other information that you should hear or know about before we close out this space. And how can you assure them only of something that's true, that you are now in connection with them? You now know this part of you. You now have a face to go with words. You have a memory or a connection. How can you let them know that this has meant something to you and that you will continue to hold their offering in the sacredness with which it was offered? Think of what they need from you now that they've helped you see them and know them better. What do they want from you going forward? And what can you provide? What gift can you leave them with in gratitude and thanks for their willingness to be part of your whole life, to have made it possible to get to this moment in time, to have shared all that they did and experienced the things that they experienced along the way without having an adult like you to help them through it? We want to thank them for living and being and handling and coping, and reassure them that they now have you and you understand things better than the adults you were surrounded by. You can provide more for them. And when you feel as if your connection has been wrapped in sacred love, appreciation, and honor, allow them to leave the space, or invite them to leave the space, and watch what happens, and watch how they move, how they get from one place to another. This is unique to your family, your inner children, your guides. Perhaps one lingers and has one more thing to say. Whatever they do is done just for you, because they love you as much as you have loved them and are learning to love them. So when your space is at peace again, your candle has burned down halfway, the flowers begin to feel the weight of the day having not been placed in water. You can place a flower at each space where a child was, or you can, if it was one child, you can place the whole bouquet. And these flowers represent the place where you can revisit at any time. You can connect back to this moment, and you can remember what gift was given to you. And you can ask questions and gain insight, because they still occupy the space and the flower represents them in this location. And after you've done that, come back to your candle. Look around the space, look at the flowers, remember them all there. Remember the messages, remember how you felt. Remember what it was like to connect. And as you do so, blow out the candle. Feel the energy come up through your body. Feel that connection that you have made to this amazing discovery. This place that you can return to where parts of you await because they've missed you and they want to know that you know them. And when you feel ready, make your way back to the room that your body now occupies, back to the place where you're resting, back to the feet that you can feel, your toes and your heels, back to your kneecaps, back to the breath going in and out of your belly. Feel the softening that now exists across your shoulders and your arms and into your fingertips. Allow the tingling to move through your body. Feel the blood pump through your heart. And mostly feel the very back of your body, where your spine is, and the back of your skull, and where your sits bones are, because what you bring with you from having met your inner child or your many inner children is you bring more wholeness to your whole self. Feel them occupy. Feel the spirit and the energy and the heart of who they were and are inside of you right now. Feel them in your body. And know that you walk in life fuller. Fuller having known them, fuller having experienced them, and knowing that there is so much more for you to know and understand and have insight with and appreciate and have compassion for because of what they lived through and how they interact. And as you come to closure, allow the scenes and the stories, the moments out of your life, allow them to cross in front of your mind as if you were watching a movie in the theater. Think about what you have more interest in, that you're intrigued by, to know more, and know that you can go back into these scenes and ask your inner child again what they experienced or what they saw. And in this moment, make a commitment, a real one, one that you can stand behind, to really make your inner child safe with you. To reassure them, to validate what they might not have had validated, to appreciate fully and completely who they are and what they were working with and what challenges they dealt with, what they were trying to learn and understand and make sense of. And as you wrap up, this is a good time to just ponder what you've just lived through by staying in silence, or pull your journal out and write about what you saw, or draw it, or just put a big word on a page that came through, the message, the gift, the learning, the lesson. And appreciate the unconscious self waiting to gift you with new insights in the coming days to help you see through that child's eyes, to understand the world not from an adult perspective, not from one that's lived the number of years you've lived, but through the lens of that particular unique and special age. I wish you wholeness, and that you acknowledge that you walk in being love.